There are still those who want to justify the shooting of Rayshard Brooks by Atlanta police officer by pointing to his admittedly stupid decision to resist being cuffed, even though technically he wasn't committing a crime and hadn't been read his rights. He grabbed a taser, which even police in court cases have stated is not a lethal weapon, and he attempted to flee. That also overlooks the fact that police had all the information they needed. After talking with him, and just the fact his car with the plates, which you could trace and probably ID in the glove box as well, they had everything they needed to track him down and avoid any further aggressive action. But since there are people who want to excuse the cops shooting black people based on what those shooting victims were doing at the time, I'm kind of curious how those very same people would justify the following. Amadou Diallo, back in 1999, standing outside his apartment building, he was approached, shot by plainclothes cops in New York who claimed to have mistaken him for a rape suspect. Then there's Kenneth Chamberlain, back in 2011, who was standing behind the door in his home. Chamberlain was shot after police in White Plains, New York, broke down his door. He wore a medical alert button for a heart condition and had accidentally gone off. Jonathan Ferrell, in 2013, he was looking for help after a car crash in Charlotte, North Carolina. He knocked on the door of a nearby house. The homeowner called police. When they arrived, they said they saw Ferrell running toward them, and one of the officers shot him. Eric Gardner, 2014, he was standing outside a store. He wound up being choked by a New York City police officer who was trying to arrest him on suspicion of selling individual cigarettes. There's Tamir Rice, who was playing with a toy gun, a pellet gun in a park in Cleveland, Ohio. Tamir is 12 years old. Police who arrived on the scene shot the boy within 2 seconds of exiting their car. Sort of a similar case with John Crawford III in 2014 for holding a BB gun. He was in a Walmart holding a pellet gun he picked up off a store shelf. 911 call reported a man walking around with a rifle and waving it. Crawford was on his cell phone while holding the pellet gun as police responded, and he was shot in a matter of seconds. Philando Castile in 2016, driving. Castile was pulled over for a busted taillight. This was in Falcon Heights, Minnesota, as Castile tried to tell an officer that he had a gun on his person, that he had a permit to carry. He was shot. He was killed. Alton Sterling in 2016, selling DVDs outside a gas station. Sterling was packing up DVDs outside of a convenience store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when police arrived to respond to a call about a man waving a gun. At that location, they shot Sterling within 90 seconds of their arrival. Jordan Edwards from 2017, riding in a passenger's seat of a car. 15 years old, was leaving a private party with his two brothers and two friends. When police responded to gunshots in the area, one officer tried to stop the vehicle. When the driver didn't stop, he fired, hit Edwards, and killed him. Stefan Clark in 2018, holding a cell phone. Clark was standing in his grandmother's backyard in Sacramento when he was approached by police, who were responding to a 911 call, that a man wearing a black hoodie was breaking car windows. Police fired and later said they believe Clark was pointing an object at them. Right, only object found at the scene was Clark's cell phone. Botham Jean in 2018, sitting in his apartment, he was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer in his apartment in Dallas when the officer had mistaken Botham's apartment for her own. Tatiana Jefferson, 2019, playing video games. Jefferson was playing video games with her nephew when officers approached her home in Fort Worth, Texas. Neighbor called police worried about an open door at the home. So hearing the sound in the backyard, and with her nephew in the house with her, she worried about the noise, reportedly pulled out a gun from her purse, pointed it out the window. One of the responding officers saw her and fired through the window, killing her. Breonna Taylor in 2020, sleeping in her home. She was asleep in her Louisville, Kentucky home when police forced their way in. Serving a no-knock warrant, she was shot. She was killed. And of course, George Floyd also in 2020 for sitting in the car. He was approached by Minneapolis police, in case you've forgotten, as he sat in his car. They were responding to a call about a counterfeit bill being used to buy cigarettes. As everything escalated, Floyd was pulled from the SUV, cuffed, and died after an officer knelt on his neck on the pavement. Three officers watching for 8 minutes, 46 seconds. Oh, I've got more. But I'll just let those people who want to blame the victim to deal with these, and then we can move forward from that point.